Blog Talk Radio. Some of the kids nine of them to be exact, from the party, got flashlights, and went next door to Ray Allen's house, found an unlocked door, went into his residence, and was looking around with flashlights. Okay? The only reason they were scared off was because Ray Allen's wife came in, heard noises downstairs, and she screamed downstairs, "Get out of my house." Okay, and the kids fled. They ran out of the house. And then the kids went home, supposedly, and told their parents what had happened. And parents, they say immediately, took the kids to the police station and talked. Okay? The kids were later released with no charges. Now, here's my deal. If you know, think about this. You're upstairs in your house and you're sleeping. And someone comes in your house. I don't care if it's a locked door or unlocked door. They're not supposed to come into your house. Right? Not uninvited. Right? You don't know they're there. It's 2:30 in the morning. So if I have someone come into my house at 2:30 in the morning, well, to tell you the truth, someone comes into my house at 2:30 in the morning, yeah, I got a problem with it. And if I left my back door open and you're next door at a party, why do you think it's okay to come next door? And get this now, if you were my neighbor next door having a party to my house, and come in. Why do you come to my house and come in when I didn't invite you? It's 2:30 in the morning, and you know that someone may be there, or we're probably asleep. Why would you do that? Why would you come into my house? Now, what I'm saying is that they entered the man's house. He wasn't there, but they entered the man's house without being invited. 2:30 in the morning. His wife and kid upstairs sleep. And you got nine kids in your house downstairs with flashlights looking around. Now, like I'm saying, if that happened to me at my house, you know, I have guns. And I will use my gun if I have to. So my gun is here for my protection. I'm protecting my family. And I believe that my wife would use the gun if someone came into the house to protect her family. That's why we have them, to protect the family. So if I'm at home asleep and someone comes into the house, my back door may be open. Okay? You come into my house, my back door is open. I haven't invited you here. My family's upstairs asleep. I hear noises downstairs. I'm going to grab my gun, and I'm going to investigate the noise. All right? I'm sorry, but if you're the one that's in my house at 2:30 in the morning with a flashlight looking around, and you've come in through an unlocked door, I don't know who you are. I don't know if you're there to kill me, kill my family. I don't know if you're there just to take a trophy. I don't know if you're here just to take my TV. I don't know if you're here just to take my stereo. I don't know. I don't know if you're here looking for money. I don't know, but you're here uninvited. My thought is to protect my family from a maniac. Because maniacs break into people's houses and take stuff. Maniacs. Okay? So I'm going to shoot your ass. I'm not gonna ask any questions. I might say who's there, but right after the E on there is gone, right after I say who's there, E, bam, bam, now I'm blasting. Okay? Right after the E in there, who's there, E? The E, right after the E is like bang, bang. And if I hit you in the sweet spot, I'm sorry. Okay, they're going to be putting you 6 feet under suit. Okay, but that didn't happen in Ray Allen's house. His wife just screamed out from upstairs, get out of my house. And they fled. They ran out. Okay, now these were kids that lived next door that had a party. Right? And I see a lot of people just not joining the show, but what I'm talking about is kids from next door to NBA star Ray Allen's house had a party. And some of the kids, nine of them to be exact, went next door to Ray Allen's house and came into the house uninvited at 2:30 in the morning with flashlights looking around. Now, like I said, I would have blasted somebody. Because they were in my house uninvited at 2:30 in the morning. Okay? So these kids ran out of the house and went on about their business, but went and told their parents that they did something wrong, and the parents took them to the police station. Now, the police say because they didn't force their way into the house, okay, and they didn't take anything or break anything, then they weren't going to press charges against them. All of them felt bad. They were crying and this and that. Who cares about that? These kids need to be taught a lesson. It's unlawful for you to go into someone's house without being invited. 30 in the morning with flashlights. So this tell you that they planned to do that before they went over there. They planned to go over there and look around in this man's house. They said they wanted to know if he had moved already. Well, if your neighbors, you live next door to this guy. I mean, you know if your neighbor move out next door, right? You'll know that. And with a celebrity or whatever like Ray Allen, big NBA star. It's gonna be a fiasco when they come and move him out. Right? It's gonna take a lot of time. It's gonna take a lot of people. So you know as neighbors that he hadn't moved out. So why don't you allow these kids to go next door and look around? Now, I'm not saying that the parents next door knew that they were going over there to look around. I'm not saying that. I don't know. All I'm saying is these kids should have known from whomever house they were at who lived next door. And then they should have known that he hadn't moved out. But they go into this man's house and go into the house. They didn't look through windows. They went into the house and was looking around, making noise. They didn't think anyone was home. But his wife and his kid were at home. And now, like I said, the police department in Coral Gables, Florida, saying that they're not going to press charges because they didn't break into the house. It wasn't forced entry. I don't care. I still want to press charges against them because they should not have been in my house. I don't care if one of my doors were unlocked. But at Ray Allen's house, I'm sure there are several doors that lead to the outside. And I guarantee you that the door that they went into was not the first door that they checked. It may have been, but it's highly unlikely that that was the first door that they checked. Now, just like a burglar, he'll go and check all the doors, right, until he find one that's unlocked. That's ideal for a burglar, is to find a door that's unlocked. They don't have to break a window or knock down a door to get in, right? So these kids done gone around and checking doors to see which one was unlocked, found an unlocked door. Excuse me. Now, these days you have to lock all your doors and your windows, right, to feel safe, right? Now, the doors should have been locked, right? But, again, you don't expect anyone to come into your house at 2:30 in the morning. And you may have left the door unlocked. I've left the door unlocked all night before. But I didn't expect no one to come into my house and look around, right? If they did, again, you would have got your ass blasted. All right? So now, if Ray Allen's wife had come downstairs with a pistol, saw these kids in the house, didn't know they were kids, how would you know they're kids? Yeah, you got flashlights, and it's 8 or 9 of them. Could have been a gang. If it was me, I would have come downstairs blasting. Somebody would have got shot. And then it would have been all on the news. Ray Allen's wife shoots a white kid for being in her house at 2:30 in the morning. All over the news. Because they were white kids. Okay? They were white kids. You know that because of the police reaction. The police reaction was, hey, technically they didn't do anything wrong. They went in and through an unlocked door. They didn't take anything. They didn't break anything. They were just curious to see if he had moved out already. Come on, man. So the police department aren't pressing charges. But I believe that Ray Allen's wife is going to press charges at a state level. So they said they weren't going to press charges, but the Allen family could go to the state and press charges against these kids. That's what I'd do. I'd go to the state and say, I want to press charges against all these kids that came into my home at 2:30 in the morning without being invited. Because the next time they do that to someone, the next person probably would not be that enthusiastic about shooing them out the house. The next person at the house they go into without being invited may blow them away. So they need to be taught a lesson is you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. And they're running a party at 2:30 in the morning. Who does that? Who run a teenage party at 2:30 in the morning? What was it, a sleepover? Then you're running at 2:30 in the morning, you're going into the next door neighbor's house looking around. You're not outside of the house looking around at the pool and then like that, oh, they got a nice pool, oh, look at these chairs. No. You're going into someone's house that you don't know. White America, right? I know I've got white listeners. That's fine. But I keep my show 100%. This is white America. Tell me what would happen if it was a black, if it was some black kids that went into Ray Allen's house at 2:30 in the morning uninvited with flashlights. Tell me what the, tell me exactly what you think the cops would have said about black kids going into Ray Allen's house, who is a black man, going into Ray Allen's house with flashlights at 2:30 in the morning. And the cops knew about it. What would have happened? Y'all tell me, what would have happened to those kids, black kids? Okay? And all I'm saying is that today, in today's society, white kids, white grown-ups, whatever they are being treated differently than black kids and black grown-ups. We know that. Is it fair? No. It's supposed to be America, right? We all supposed to be treated equal. But the law say, damn it, that's so. We're going to treat black people different from the way we treat white people. So that's what I try to tell my young audience. You got to realize this. You got to try to keep your nose clean from being involved with the law somehow, some way. Try not to get involved with it, because it's going to be a losing battle. You know? People say, well, Frank, what can we do about it? I don't know. I don't know. But all I'm saying is that they treat black kids, black people, period, different. The guy in Missouri, and I'm not going to really talk about this until I hear more about it, but the guy in Missouri that was killed. I don't care what crime he committed. Let's say he did take something from the store without paying for it. That's not right. I'm saying that that's not right. But there's still no reason for him to be shot down by the police in the middle of the street. There's no reason that you can go to the store, okay, steal it. They know about it. They find out about it. But then you get killed by the police for doing it. Stealing something out of the store is not punished by death. Okay? Stealing is not punished by death. And, you know, you may steal something from someone and they may shoot you and kill you. You know, that may happen, but it shouldn't happen from the police. It shouldn't happen from the law. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have for today. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Read about this story with Ray Allen. You can find it on Yahoo News or whatever. Just Google someone breaking into Ray Allen's house or whatever, and you'll find this story. Read about it. It's bad, guys. But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours tomorrow right here on the Frank Williams Show. Good day.